I want some sports news I can sink my teeth into. Well, right now, you've been gumming it all day.
Gary Payton wants out.
Wait a minute. He wants 4 more years. What are you talking?
He wants it from somebody.
Oh, but not from us.
Yeah. His agent is now busy sort of doing like with the kitty and the cat litter, you know, trying to scrape over the poo-poo. But as soon as that story hit the wires, Goodwin was vehement in his denials that Gary said anything about that. And Nate McMillan in today's BI says, it's news to me because Gary was talking like he was planning to be back. So our little schizophrenic point guard is once again all over the map about his desires. But I think they want to unload him.
Schizophrenia. Now, Ken Griffey was on ESPN the other day, and he said, you know what? You people don't know what I'm thinking, and you don't know what I'm about, because I don't want you to.
And we aren't psychologists. There's no way we can go through that pile
without
a bulldozer.
Schizophrenia. That's privacy.
Griffey is magnum neurotic. Did you see? I only saw the text of some of that interview. But he was going into this whole thing about, you know, he's not comfortable with the media because he's really basically deep down shy and doesn't want to let anybody know.
Tell me something, though. Because so many parts of that interview were just kind of, it was just mumbo jumbo. Do you think, and I know it's hard, unless you're in the know, and you should be, you're the sportsman.
That's right.
Do you think that in any way it would bother Rodriguez or Griffey the amount of attention and success that Ichiro is having in their cathedral?
I have a hunch that there is some annoying amounts of jealousy going on.
Sure,
right
there is.
Yeah. They'll never admit to it, of course. But
let's say that you weren't doing well in the ratings, and then let's say that all of a sudden somebody like Tammy Rotman came along and did the show, and it skyrocketed to number one. How would you feel?
Personally, I am really lost there now.
You asked.
Is
Griffey,
yeah.
Are Griffey and Rodriguez jealous over Ichiro's success? How you would feel if all of a sudden Tammy Rotman filled in for you? And
I'm not hip to Tammy Rotman, but...
What?
I don't know Tammy's work.
So the title of Grace Slick's new book about the Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, here
she is. Right before Led Zeppelin from Physical Graffiti with Kashmir. Also in there, The Doors with 20th Century Fox. And we started off with Elton John and Rocket Man. More classic rock is on the way, so stay tuned and we'll be right back after these messages.
See, there you go.
Is she the one who knows the Rolling Stones?
Well, let's find out.
The Rolling Stones are coming into town March 5th at the National Car Rental Center. Tickets went on sale Saturday, and they are quite pricey. So either break out the piggy bank or start saving up your money. What can I tell you?
How would you feel?
Well, there you go. You know, I don't know, but these guys are, these guys don't, you know, they don't wear their heart in their sleeve traditionally.
Well, Griffey hasn't played almost at all this year. He had, I think, 12 pinch hits and 0 for 12 because of his hamstring injury. There was a big flap in Cincinnati yesterday. The general manager of the Reds said that the team doctor misdiagnosed Griffey's hamstring injury, and that's why he's still out. And the team doctor says, whoa, say again. And there was a huge flap to the point where the team doctor was ready to quit and sue the Reds. And then the Reds had a press conference in the middle of the game by the general manager to say, I didn't mean to say that he misdiagnosed. I misspoke my silly self and tried to dig himself out of the ditch. So the whole Griffey saga in Cincinnati has taken an even uglier turn than it did last year. Griffey missed almost the last month of the season with a hamstring injury. He's missed the first 2 months now with a similar hamstring injury.
You know, during Hawaiian days, could you please call that a spam string injury?
Please.
I forgot.
What are you doing?
I was trying to get the talking tie.
Ooh, the tie. Yeah. Richard was in today and threw a fit, and he was removed from the studio. He threw a fit because his tie was talking to him, but he could not hear the trumpet blast. And so Maynard started saying, yes, Richard. And pretty soon it was like,
I knew it
get
would
out,
happen.
Get
well,
out!
I was, well, he's screaming at me.
He was screaming at Maynard for doing him a favor.
Well, he should have been happy his agent Blackie got him a gig, didn't he?
It's like a Simpsons episode with him. Please play the talking tie. No, please, no, please, no, please, no, please.
Please, for the edification of the audience, the tie that talks...
Oh,
it's just a voice that he has in his personality parade. The guy's 77. He goes, he finds him on the streets and takes a tape recorder.
Who's 77?
Cowboy Mikey, the talking tie. So he takes a tape recorder in the streets of Seattle and hands him a script and makes the guy read to him. Do you have a piece of that? And as the tie, and you must extend tie to be a long word. Do you have that? Let's roll that now. The talking tie.
Good luck to you from your buddy, the Talking Tie.
Ooh, my tie is talking. Gary, is everything ready for the noon diner?
Do you have your apron on, Gary?
Do you?
My burners are up.
All right, Robin, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Good luck to you from your buddy, the Talking Tie.
Hello.
Ooh, boy, hello. Take two on that one.
I should practice this.
That's all right. I know, go ahead, but take two.
Hi, I'm Richard Peterson, just about the grooviest guy in town.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry that your crappy little show was so busy today.
I could
barely get a word in.
Uh-huh.
I really wanted to put you through hell today.
Yeah.
So long, suckers. The Robin and Maynard Show is a production of this station. Turn off the television now! Turn it off!
Good luck to you from your buddy, the Talking Tie.